grip held me down. "They can handle it, Croker." I looked down. It did not take much light to show me what was in her face. "Yeah, I guess they can." After a moment's hesitation, I did what she wanted. As the breathing got heavier, I broke away and said, "You're not in any shape for..." "Shut up, Croker." I shut up and paid attention to business. Chapter 28. Back to Scouting. The pinhead gods had other ideas. I'm not a swift worker, and Lady had her natural reluctances, and all of a sudden the sky opened up like somebody chopped open the bellies of the clouds. The downpour was heavy and cold, and came with just a breath or two of chill wind for warning. I'd have thought I was already wet enough not to mind more, but... We'd hardly stopped scrambling around trying to find some shelter when Mergen and the others came out of the night. Mergen said, "It was Goblin, all right, but he was gone when we got there." He assumed I knew what he was talking about. "Croker, I know us Black Company types is tough He-Man, and neither rain nor snow nor little brown geeks is supposed to stop us from doing any damn thing we want, but I'm burned out on this rain. I guess I got what you call conditioned at the Barrowland. I can't handle too much of it. I get the collie wobbles." I was burned out on it, too, especially now it was coming down serious. "But what about Goblin?" "What about him? I'll make you a bet, Croker. That little dork is all right. Goddamned well better off than we are, eh?" This is where command really gets you, when you make a choice that feels like you're taking the easy way out, when you think you are taking convenience over obligation. "Right then, let's see if we can't find our way back to town." I let go Lady's hand. We got ourselves in better array. Those guys pretended not to notice. I supposed the troops back in Taglios would know before sunrise, somehow. Rumor works that way. Damn, I wished I was guilty as suspected. We reached the village as the world began to turn gray. Even those fabulous mounts of ours were worn out. We boot-horned them into a stable meant for half a dozen normal animals and went clumping inside. I was sure the owner would be thrilled to death to see his clientele expanded again and looking like they'd just spent the night rolling around in the mud. The old boy wasn't around. Instead, a pudgy little woman appeared from the kitchen, looked at us like she thought the barbarians had invaded, then saw Lady. Lady looked just as rough as the rest of us, just as mean, but there was no mistaking her for a guy. The old gal rushed her and babbled in Taglian and reached up to pat her back, and I didn't need Cordy to tell me she was doing an "Oh, you poor dear" routine. We followed them back into the kitchen. And there was friend Goblin, leaning back with his feet up on a log in front of a fire, sipping something from a huge mug. "Get the little bastard," Mergen said, and started after him. Goblin bounced up and squeaked, "Croker! Where you been, runt? Sitting here drinking toddies while we're out stomping in the mud trying to save your butt from the baddies, eh?" Mergen got him cornered. "Hey, no, I just got here myself." "Where's your horse? The stable was one short when we put ours in." "It's pretty miserable out there. I left it back and came straight inside.